Welcome back, everyone. Radical Russ here on the floor of the Marijuana Business Conference and Expo at the Gaylord Palms in Orlando. We are here with the folks from Gavita Professional Lighting, and I'm speaking with Jair Velleman from Gavita. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Fantastic. You got a great setup here, a big old booth with truss and lighting, and obviously you're a lighting company, but tell us a little bit about your company.
Well, we're a Dutch lighting company. We're actually 40 years old. We're the oldest horticultural lighting company in the world, and we try to make a quality product. We help the biggest growers. We help the growers all around the world. We do setups from one light to 40,000 lights in greenhouses or indoor grow rooms.
Wow, so grows of any size sounds like you can tackle.
Yes, we do.
So coming from Holland, this has been something, you know, we think of tulips, for example, or a lot of flower, you know, like the flower capital of Europe. Is that where this comes from?
Well, yes, that's definitely where this company is derived from. We have people growing bell peppers, tomatoes, tulips. I mean, there's all kinds of, but like 6 years ago, we started looking at the cannabis market as it developed. And well, we're now on one of the biggest conventions in the world on cannabis farming, and it's really interesting, and it's nice to see. Well, I think we can call this the green rush.
Yes.
It's nice to see what's going on, and it's a new market development, and Gavita is trying to be a front runner in new technology, and we try to help the grower get the biggest yields.
What sort of changes or adaptations did you have to make to adjust to the cannabis market as compared to green peppers or tomatoes?
Well, we did some changes in our technology, as a lot of growers didn't understand climate control in their rooms. We actually made sure that we have an automatic dimming system, that on the moment that the room gets too hot, the lamps will dim automatically. That's something you don't see in really big greenhouses, because they mostly have everything under control, so they never had to dim. So yeah, we took our professional technologies and actually changed it to make sure it's adapted to cannabis growers out there.
Has there been any difficulties in getting into this market as far as regulations or red tape in any way?
Oh, in the end, I'm just selling lights.
Yeah. So really nothing.
Yeah, you can. I mean. You can grow any plant under our lights. So in the end, I'm just selling lights. I'm not selling produce. So for me, it doesn't matter if I sell a light to a cannabis grower, or I sell a light to a tomato grower, or sell a light to a flower grower. It doesn't really matter.
It's such a change, you know. Even 10 years ago, there were sting operations where here in America they'd bust grow shops that were selling lights if they could.
That's Operation Green Merchant. Right. I'm aware of that. I remember the first time I came to check this market out was about 10 years ago. Uh-huh. Was in 2007, and that was a different world than it is today.
And so those changes are what helped propel Gavita into wanting to get into this market.
You have to understand, we didn't enter this market just like everybody like a couple of years ago. We were actually front runners and already putting commercial lighting out while this industry didn't get commercial. So by the time it all happened and everybody woke up, we were actually already there. That made us market leader in the industry. I mean, this was an industry we believed in before this big green rush already happened.
Perfectly positioned for it, it sounds.
Yes, thank you. That's true.
Fantastic. All right, so if people want to learn more about Gavita Professional Lighting, give them some contact or web information to look you up.
Okay, yeah, the web information is www.gavita-holland.com, and take a look. We got new technologies where we make sure we make a quality product. We do our own production in Holland. We don't have a Chinese product. We make sure that you don't have a lot of failure rates. We want to make sure we get the best quality for the grower, so the grower can grow the best quality produce.
Excellent. Check out Gavita-Holland.com. That's Gavita, Gavita-Holland.com. And Jair, thanks for speaking to us.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.